I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. Have you ever gotten a text message saying something like, "Hi, who is this?" or "Hey, Amanda, this is John"? Your first instinct might be to respond and let them know they have a wrong number, but it's best to ignore them. While the text message might just be a wrong number, it could also be a setup for a scam. Scammers will use your response as an excuse to start a conversation and strike up a friendship. In some cases, there may not be a live person on the other end at all, but a chatbot. Either way, once the scammer feels they've gained your trust, they'll ask you to invest in cryptocurrency, register for a dating website, or send them money. These requests are scams that put you at risk for losing money or having your identity stolen. It might feel rude to not respond to a wrong number text, but it's best to play it safe. If you reply, scammers will mark your number as active, which could lead to more calls or texts in the future. The Better Business Bureau has compiled a list of tips to help you avoid wrong number scams. Ignore texts from strangers. If you reply to a scammer even briefly, they will mark your number as active, and you could receive even more shady texts in the future. Don't even respond with "stop" if the messages say you should do this to unsubscribe. Don't worry about being rude. If the text truly is a wrong number, the other person will handle the situation themselves. Block suspicious numbers. Unsolicited texts that look like they come from a chatbot or that ask you to click on links are probably not safe. Block these numbers to prevent scammers from contacting you through them again. Never give your personal information to strangers. Never share your credit card or banking information, your full name, home address, or social security number with someone you have never met in person. Never click links in a message from a stranger. These could be phishing links that steal your information or install malware on your device. Requests for money are red flags. If someone you're messaging is asking you to send them money, invest in cryptocurrency, or sign up for a service, it's probably a scam. Proceed with caution. Report scams. If you think you've experienced a scam, report it to the BBB's Scam Tracker or the Federal Trade Commission to help warn others. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.